President Obama took to the stage and immediately removed his suit jacket and periodically wiped his brow on the warm June afternoon. The optics highlighted the data he delivered in his speech, that science has shown the 12 warmest years in recorded history occurred in the past 15 years. Last year, temperatures in some areas of the ocean rose to record highs, and ice in the Arctic shrank to its smallest size on record.
As a president, as a father, and as an American, I'm here to say we need to act.
President Obama laid out a three-pronged plan that bypasses congressional action. Environmental and conservation advocates in New York and Vermont are pleased with the efforts he plans to take to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to climate change and to adapt to the damage that has already occurred. New York Public Interest Research Group senior environmental advocate Laura Height found it a powerful speech.
This is what he promised to do last fall. Congress beat him back on his early attempts to address climate change, and then everybody was way too quiet on this issue, which is the most important issue environmentally facing our planet, until Hurricane Sandy. And after Hurricane Sandy, the whole nature of the debate changed. President Obama got very serious. He made a commitment that in his second term, he would be addressing climate change within his ability, and that's what this speech was. So it was very powerful.
6 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that greenhouse gases are pollutants under the Clean Air Act and required the EPA determine whether they are health threats subject to regulation. The agency made that determination in 2009. Despite that, the president says with nearly 40% of carbon pollution coming from power plants, no carbon limits have yet been set.
I'm directing the Environmental Protection Agency to put an end to the limitless dumping of carbon pollution from our power plants and complete new pollution standards for both new and existing power plants.
Adirondack Mountain Club Executive Director Neil Woodworth says that will be the most difficult part of the president's plan.
That is going to come down hard, in particular on coal-burning power plants and the coal industry. It's got to be done because coal-burning power plants by far produce the most carbon dioxide. And we don't have a good way to remove the carbon dioxide from the airstream like we might sulfur dioxide or nitrogen oxide. So a lot of those plants are probably going to have to close.
President Obama said dealing with climate change must move beyond partisan politics.
I'm open to all sorts of new ideas to make sure that we deal with climate change in a way that promotes jobs and growth. But I don't have much patience for anyone who denies that this challenge is real. We don't have time for a meeting of the Flat Earth Society.
Vermont Natural Resources Council Communications Director Jake Brown called Obama's comments among the boldest and most promising statements regarding climate change.
He is denying climate deniers. He is sweeping aside the notion that climate change is not human-induced. That's a critical, critical statement to make. For a long time, those who did not believe that climate change was an issue said first that it wasn't happening. Then they said it wasn't human-induced, that it was a natural trend. What the president is saying here is that humanity has a direct effect on global warming gases and is a cause of global warming. That's extremely important.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders applauded the president for taking steps to limit the carbon emissions leading to climate change. But in his statement, the independent senator also noted that a tax is needed on carbon and methane emissions, and congressional support must be engaged on energy efficiency and renewable development. Sanders further cautioned President Obama against any support for the Keystone XL pipeline from the Canadian tar sands oil fields. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.